This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel Friday for urgent talks with officials about their escalating war with Hamas in Gaza. It's Blinken's third trip to Israel in less than a month since the conflict erupted after Hamas' deadly October 7th attacks. The White House on Thursday said it was exploring a series of pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict to help people safely exit Gaza and allow humanitarian aid to get in, but reiterated its opposition to a full ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Secretary of State Blinken speaking on Thursday before arriving in Israel.
When I see a Palestinian child, a boy, a girl, pulled from the rubble of a collapsed building, that hits me in the gut as much as seeing a child in Israel or anywhere else. So this is something that we have an obligation to respond to, and we will.
President Biden said dozens of Americans were evacuated from Gaza on Thursday. We have an explanation from VOA's Alexis Strope.
President Joe Biden says that 74 more U.S. citizens have left the Gaza Strip. He announced the development as he dispatched U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the Mideast for talks with Israeli and Jordanian officials as the nearly four-week-old Israeli-Hamas war rages on with no end in sight. Biden said those who evacuated were dual citizens. The White House has previously said some 500 to 600 U.S. citizens had been trapped in Gaza since the start of the October 7th Israel-Hamas war. The administration said earlier this week that a handful of Americans were among dozens of dual citizens who were able to get out of the strip where a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
And I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News. The United States is providing up to $425 million in additional aid for Ukraine in a package expected as soon as today, Friday, according to two U.S. officials speaking to VOA. In addition, the package expected Friday will include up to $300 million in Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative funds for laser-guided munitions to shoot down drones, according to the two officials. Leading artificial intelligence developers have agreed to work with governments to test new frontier models before they are released to help manage the risk of the rapidly developing technology. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports it's a potentially landmark achievement at the United Kingdom's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
Like-minded governments and AI companies have today reached a landmark agreement.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday hailed an agreement between leading AI developers and governments to test new artificial intelligence models before they are released. He said the accord on the final day of his two-day AI safety summit would help to manage the risks of the rapidly developing technology and protect humanity from the potential threat it poses.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it the best. Because safely harnessing this technology could eclipse anything we have ever known.
The list of countries that had signed up to the safety testing collaboration did not include China.
Rachel Faber from Reuters reporting there. And in other news, South Korea says North Korea has likely supplied several types of missiles to Russia to support its war in Ukraine, along with its widely reported shipments of munitions and shells. Foreign governments accuse North Korea of seeking high-tech Russian technologies to modernize its arsenal of nuclear weapons in return. Meanwhile, in an apparent sign of its economic troubles, the country is moving to close some of its overseas diplomatic missions. And record-breaking winds in France and across much of Western Europe left at least 7 people dead and injured others. The storm Ciarán charged through the continent Thursday, disrupting travel in several countries. The storm knocked out power to more than 1 million French households on Thursday as well. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.